Springfield City Councilors are questioning terms of the proposed host community agreements with four companies looking to open the first marijuana stores in the western Massachusetts city. Officials with the marijuana company INSA Incorporated said an offer to donate $200,000 to a school science program and for the benefit of a public park were personal choices and not the result of pressure from City Hall. The five-year host community agreement negotiated with the administration of Mayor Dominic Sarno has INSA making a $20,000 annual donation to the Environmental Center for Our Schools, the ECOS program, and $20,000 annually for maintenance and repairs at Riverfront Park. Melinda Phelps, an attorney for INSA, told city councilors at a hearing Thursday that two of the company's founders attended the ECOS program when they were students, learned about horticulture, and as a result were inspired to pursue a career in marijuana cultivation.
And they feel very passionately and strongly about that program and wanted to give back.
As for the Riverfront Park donation, Phelps noted it abuts the rear of the building where INSA proposes to open its recreational cannabis shop on West Columbus Avenue. The three other marijuana companies looking to open stores in the city have not promised similar payments to specific programs or projects, except for supporting a drug education effort by the city's health department. All four businesses would be required to pay the city 3% of their store's annual gross revenue, the maximum allowed under state law. Tashina Davis, an attorney for the city who was the lead negotiator for the marijuana host community agreements, said it is not illegal for companies to offer donations that exceed the 3% cap.
We didn't request it from them, so it's voluntary. It's not something where we're saying you can't have a host community agreement with us unless you contribute these funds. This is straight from the company.
The scrutiny of the host community agreements in Springfield comes amidst a backdrop of growing concern about local control over the burgeoning legal marijuana industry in Massachusetts. Some companies, in particular minority-owned startups, have complained of a pay-to-play culture in municipalities that favor established, deep-pocketed operators. The U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts has charged the mayor of Fall River with extorting cash payments from marijuana businesses. Marijuana companies are required to obtain host community agreements before applying to the state's Cannabis Control Commission for a final license to operate. But the commission has decided it lacks the authority to review the terms of the local agreements. Springfield City Council President Justin Hurst said after Thursday's two-hour hearing, he still has questions about INSA's proposed donations.
So I think we need to dig a little bit deeper, and hopefully we'll get those questions on Monday.
City Councilor Adam Gomez, who chairs the Economic Development Committee, said the four proposed host community agreements will be on the agenda for Monday night's City Council meeting, without a recommendation from the committee.
Some agreements I like, some of them I don't.
Gomez said he wants agreements with the companies that are, quote, fair across the board, unquote. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.